This one is called They Shall Not Pass, and it's a sort of about an ordinary Joe who, in the 30s, you know, who decides to sign up and fight in the Spanish Civil War. And his father had been a member of the labor movement and everything. It's called They Shall Not Pass. Above me, the sky is all Atlantic, and I taste vinegar, salt, and those hot yellow peppers Natividad used to eat with tamales and beer. And the sweat above her lip, I can taste that too. And I have to remind myself why I left Mexico, why I'm dying here in Madrid when I should be standing, thumbs hooked in my belt loops, a lucky strike caught in the corner of my mouth. I was a wobbly like my father, and like him, I always bought two drinks, one for myself and one for the ghost of Universal Brotherhood, with his tattered suitcase, checkered tie, and a thirst for handshakes and hammers, always leaning at the bar when I'd arrive, with his Joe, buy me a drink, just one more. He was in Veracruz the night I left. He stood on the deck with me before I sailed, squinting at the dock, pointing out the ones who were his, while I stood there, empty of everything but what I believed. That your brother was your brother, and you had to spare a dime, that when you went down, the next man would stand up, hand in his pocket, that there were angels who walked among the honored dead carrying red sickles, that Joe Stalin sat like old King Cole, top of the world, and I'd sit next to him someday with a back pay of 1,000 years in my own hands. I had a heart like a goddamn sponge. You could fill me with slogans, with songs, and marches, with dead men like sunshine. He was next to me when he split up the middle, out of luck, out of dimes, when there was terror no one told me existed, betrayers, idealists, hysterical and uneven fighters. Only this, they shall not pass. I said it over and over to myself as we defended the University of Madrid, even as I took this slow glide down, my blood like thick bolts of cloth hitting the ground as I fell, while the layers of ice and ash floated down from kingdom come. A chrome ship slides across the sky's smooth surface, and Franco himself lifts the stars and stripes sail. My whole face is numb. I wanted to hit the coast of Spain like a fist ramming an old man's belly, but instead found what's his name in the first bar I stepped into, wearing a St. Patrick's Day smile. Cold, sober Joe, he said, and he spat on the sawdust floor. I'm my own man, first time in years, you should try it. Then he told me a man can kill without hate, that's how it's done, that Jesus Christ is the bullet that makes everything right. But it doesn't matter now that the glorious perfumed air is filled with butterflies which have men's faces, men's feet, now that the cocoon of flesh that held me splits apart and I step left, right, left, and what's his name swaggers head of the line, and his voice floats over us like the Holy Ghost. Victory, friends, brothers, as we march all in a row into the motionless sea. I heard MacArthur on a tape once, or it was probably on that Lowell Thomas show. I don't remember the name of it, but it was like some speech at like West Point or something, and it was so ghostly. It was like honor, glory, country, but it was like so disembodied. I always hear that voice when I say victory, friends, brothers.